Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz, and it is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from Allied and American civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 33, and we start off with November 21st, 1942. Roy Henning. Overcast, warmer, little sunshine. Feel somewhat better, still coughing. Consul comes, receive 50 yen, no improvement in housing, no chance leaving next boat, may receive Red Cross supplies by Christmas. Consul leaves trail of gloom. November 22nd, 1942, Max Brodowski. Today is Sunday. We were taken on a hike in the afternoon. We visited another shrine atop one of the Kobe Mountains. We rode a cable tramway about a mile, then hiked up many steps. The view was pretty good. It was quite chilly. We had some hot coffee at one of the tea houses. We hiked home from the bottom of the tramway. Yesterday we got our monthly 50 yen from the Swiss consul, and we are flush again. We got some sweet jam today also. I also bought a couple of apples. All in all, it was a good day. Roy Henning. Sunday. Bathe, wash hair, and clothes. Practice steel guitar. Feeling much better. Studying photography book. Take chest measurements, 38 inches. November 23rd, 1942. Roy Henning. Weather's nice, crisp, and cool. Study scales on steel guitar. Receive coat back from cleaners. November 24th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Through the good offices of Guard Sakia, Slim Houston's foot was operated on this evening. Doctor cut out a piece of badly diseased flesh, oval-shaped, about 1 inch by 3/4 inch by 3/8 inch. Gave us some sweet sake. On the way home, we stopped at Akatsuki for a drink and then home. Roy Henning. Spent much time in the yard. Reading photography book. Good chow for dinner. November 25th, 1942. Roy Henning. Received rest of our 50 yen and small change. Paid out 1 yen. Food fund, 3 yen. Library, 1 yen for the kitchen, 80 sen for peanut butter. November 26, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Thanksgiving Day. Attended special Catholic Mass with English commentator. Slim is doing nicely, but will have to be in bed about a month. No news in the paper about Stalingrad, over which Germans and Russians are supposed to be having room-to-room fighting in the city, nor of African front. Germans have strategically retreated to Agadabia, 150 kilometers south of Benghazi. Germans are also supposed to control Tunisian coastline from Libya to Bizerte. Roy Henning. Overcast weather and windy. Practice music a lot. Laundry brings pair of pants to replace my lost ones, but too small. Big wrestling match in our room. Thanksgiving Day. Chow a little lower than average. November 27th, 1942. Roy Henning. Overcast, a little rain, very cold, temperature below 50 degrees midday, below 45 degrees at night. Dean Brunton and I build a bookshelf. Sleep chilly. November 28th, 1942. Roy Henning. Take all blankets out and beat and air them. Go on a hard hike from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. Start up a steep grade. Two men get sick, have to go back. Wonderful scenery. Fine, crisp day. Have 3 cups of coffee. Buy tangerines and dried prunes. Wear off skin on right foot. Wear haramaki first time. November 29th, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunday. Weather sunny and cool. Reading photography book most of the day. Argument raging all day long in room. Okapinti wins. Study navigation. November 30th, 1942. Roy Henning. Banner day. Mess cooking again. Red Cross stuff broken out. Work all day distributing, etc. Receive CCC kit with razor, brush, comb, needle, thread, soap, toothbrush, and paste. Receive Canadian food kit and American kit. Receive about 2 cartons of assorted cigarettes, pipe tobacco, 4 packs, laundry soap, face Palmolive soap. Win a towel in a drawing. Don Wallace. Red Cross kits are issued, but only under conditions that police receive. It has always been the case that the guards receive their graft for any favors granted. During winter months, it has been very cold. There are 4 fireplaces in the house, but we are not permitted any fuel, only what we can steal or find. Bill Falvey. Record and distribution data on Red Cross goods received at internment camp number 4, Kobe, Japan, November 1942, which was the Marx House. Men in camp, total of 50. List of articles received from the Red Cross. 958 food kits. Following is a close approximation. 1,100 packs of cigarettes, 20 cigarettes to a pack. 100 2-pound cans of jam. 3 25-pound cans of cocoa. 3 25-pound cans of dehydrated potatoes. 30 face towels. 150 to 163 plugs of tobacco, 100 bars laundry soap, 50 cakes of face soap. Distributions of above items. 18 and a third food kits per man, 35 food kits to police guards, 3 to the Kensho, 3 present from group, 2 to the Swiss consul, 1 to Tokyo police official, total 958. Cigarettes, 22 packs per man, jam, 2 cans per man, 3 plugs of tobacco per man, cocoa, potatoes, and face towels and soap were divided amongst the group. Charles F. Gregg. Red Cross packets arrived. Will receive 18 kits of food, 2 CCC kits, 8 pounds of jam, 23 packs of cigarettes, 2 plugs of chewing tobacco, 1 can of smoking tobacco. Of course, a great deal of this will be given away to friends. Receive 2 kits or packets today, and will receive 2 on the 23rd of December, then 2 each succeeding month. Jim Thomas. Receive Red Cross packages from Canadian and American Red Cross. Kensho ordered that these were to be issued periodically of 2 every 20 days. In order to prevent animosity on the part of the guards when they didn't receive some of these as a gift, we paid our kumsha by voting to present them with small gifts purchased from town. Reed Hubbard. Was interned at the Butterfield and Swire House with the older group of internees. U.S. government through Red Cross sent us 17 food units each. Japanese guards held up delivery of them to us until November 30th. Guards put the pressure on us to get their cut of this food, And the outcome was each time we were issued a kit, guards got one. These kits, I believe, saved our lives as we had no heat at all this winter. For 4 months, we suffered intensely from cold. Food except for Red Cross kits, extremely bad and poorly prepared. December 1st, 1942. Roy Henning. Busy sampling, concocting, and trading all day. Give Red Thomas all my pipe tobacco for all of his Klim. That is 4 packs of tobacco for 9 cans of Klim. Traded Ken Hardy my Nescafe for sweet cocoa. Bob and I share a bottle of beer he brought in. November 2nd, 1942. Max Brodowski. There's a rosebud pressed in his diary page. Today is my sweetheart's birthday, and I have a rosebud and a glass of water. There are a few roses in the garden as late as this. Roy Henning. Bright sunny day. Stomach can't take this rich food. Omit my lunch. I've lost my taste for sweets, it seems. Trade Woody 13 packs of cigarettes for a 21 yen pajama suit in the bag. Put rubber soles on my wooden slippers. December 3rd, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. We have been having a 3-team softball league. Until yesterday, our team was in the cellar. Yesterday, we settled down and won 4-2. Again today, we played flawless ball and won 3-0. This made a 3-way tie. The weather has been nice and warm the past 3 days. On the cold days, we don't care to play ball. We're not going to play off the tie. No winners, no losers. A good way to leave it. We read of the scuttling of the French fleet. Evidently, a raid is expected here as 2 flashlights have been placed in our room. I had a wonderful dream the other night. I dreamt I was home and we built a beautiful home of glass bricks with a swimming pool and tennis court built in an avocado grove on Mount Helix. The only trouble was, I woke up. We received our black suits. Mine fits quite well. At least they are warm. We look like a bunch of pallbearers in our black suits. They have 4 buttons up on the front. Roy Henning. Still feel a little squeamish in stomach. Going easy on chow. Mikado doing okay. Bananas, loquats, even a piece of cake for dinner. Engrave my initials on my soapbox. Make engraving tool. December 4th, 1942. Roy Henning. Make a new engraving tool from a wood chisel. Engrave 5 soapboxes. Trade Hans my auger for his soap. Little black pup comes in yard. Very cute dog. Have a can of pilchards, can of corned beef, and sardines. Reports say that we are leaving by the end of December or January. December 5th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Camp received an unannounced and unexpected increase in Red Cross equipment of 1 Canadian crate and 1/2 American case, plus some CCC kits. Had to sign receipt for same prior to receipt of goods. Receipt prepared for all 4 camps, and items were totaled, so no possibility of check. This was receipt for all Red Cross food and supplies received and to be received. Roy Henning. Cold day. Practice on steel guitar till feet get cold. Reading Inside Europe again. Studying photography at night. But difficulty. Too many guys lit up. Guys in room. December 6, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunday. Wash clothes and bathe. Weather cold and windy. December 7th, 1942. Weather sunny and mild. Draw cable circuit drawings, hot wire diagrams, reading Adventure magazine. December 8th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. 1 year of war. This time last year, I was still a free man, but the catastrophe was fast approaching. There is a great celebration throughout Japan. All of the bigwigs are to speak. There have been numerous articles in the paper trying to arouse the people to greater effort. The gist of the articles is that due to the repeated victories, the people have let down and are inclined to think the war is won. The leaders warn that the war has hardly begun and the people must tighten their belts and prepare to give their all, as defeat will mean total ruin. Excuse me. An article says the Allies are making an all-out attempt to regain China to use as a base for raids against Nippon. It also said they are also attempting to regain Burma as a route to transport supplies to China. To bear this out are the heavy raids by the British on Canton, and the districts around Shanghai are being regularly and systematically raided. Warnings have been issued for the people to expect raids at any day. Roy Henning, anniversary of the war. Sunny, little rain though. Finish Adventure Magazine. Start The Thin Man. Side of my head aches, probably sinus. After supper, I feel okay. Imperial Navy War Results to December 7th, 1942. Ship sunk, damaged, and captured. Battleships 20, carriers 15, destroyers 71, submarines 151, special service 6, mine layers 7, torpedo 11, small warships 44, warships unknown type 4, transports 919, cruisers 65, gunboats 14, minesweepers 8, converted warships 5, aircraft 3,798. Ships sunk. American cruisers 5, American carriers 12, all others allied 12. Destroyers, American 32, British 12, Dutch 4. Mine layers 5, minesweepers 7, torpedoes 9, converted 3, small warships 16, subs 93. Battles fought in China, enemy casualties 280,000, southern areas and Aleutians 600,000 engaged, 51,000 dead, 303,000 prisoners. No losses for the Japanese given. December 9th, 1942. Roy Henning. Snowed and hailed a couple hours. Quite cold. Finished reading Thin Man. Killed another mosquito. They seem very hardy. December 10th, 1942. Harold Brinckerhoff. 1 year a prisoner. If anyone had told me a year ago I would still be here, I would have told them they are crazy. I hope it won't be another year before I get home. Our circumstances are a lot better now. We have more clothes and food, and I personally am much better off. I have a bed to sleep on. It is terribly cold today. It has been snowing and hailing. It does not remain on the ground. We have no heat in the house. Most of the fellows have gone to bed, as that is the warmest place. I am to go to the dentist. I believe I have a cavity. I dread going out, as I have no overcoat. Charles F. Gregg. J. Walker and C. Price brought in more blankets to tide the Guam fellows over. Walker also donated several dressing robes, went to Slim and Hughes by need, and cut cards for third to G. George Conklin. Kits with coffee, cocoa, chocolate, jam, and soap are really appreciated. Having hot chocolate early morning and prior to bed. Still studying French, playing baseball, chess, and reading. Roy Henning. Put on a pair of stockings, have knocked skin off my toes. Receive letter from home dated April 8th, 1942. Good news, all okay. Receive Canadian food kit. Trade my Seroton for Styx, Oleo. Reading The Road Back. Get our suits from Taylor's. Mine fits fine. Warm suit. December 11th, 1942. Max Brodowski. The year is fast drawing to a close. We are now getting some extra food from our Red Cross boxes. Also, we have to go slow, as a year on the Japanese diet has made my digestion sensitive to such stuff as cocoa, dried milk, etc. Harold Brinkerhoff, Canadian Academy. It has turned warmer. During the night, I awoke and had to take some covers off because I had piled everything I own on top of me. I went to the dentist. I am happy the way my teeth have held up. I have a small cavity, the first in 15 months. I'm to go back Tuesday to have it filled. It was cold, but I got there and back without freezing. We walked most of the way. A Christmas party has been agreed to by the Kensho officials. We can have liquor and all. It has been proposed we contribute a Canadian food kit each to barter for liquor. Most of our fellows agreed. We had a meeting today as someone had brought up the point that if we traded our food kits, the Japanese might use it as propaganda. They might say we had more than enough food and we could possibly have our remaining kits taken away. It was further brought up that it would be unfair to our people at home who possibly sacrificed that we may have some. It was decided we would donate parts of kits for the meal or for cakes, but nothing for liquor. Roy Henning. Go to doctor about my toe, has swollen a bit. Practice music and read. December 12, 1942. Roy Henning. Pitched softball with Bryant Sterling underhand and left hand. Finished road back, a vivid story. Received RD magazines and records from Sylvia Gutierrez. December 13, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. A nice sunny day. We had an air raid alarm at 12:30 a.m. I learned this morning that wives of several of the men here were ordered to have their bags packed to leave at any time. No raid developed here. It is possible there were raids on nearby cities and they were taking no chances here. We had a short alarm at 5:15 p.m. The rats have been about to carry us off. We got a wire box trap. Every night, there is betting whether or not the fellow setting the trap will catch a rat. Bob Vaughn has caught two, so he's been promoted to Commander-in-Chief of Rat Catchers. Penning has fabricated a trap. It is in a tin box, 3 feet long by a foot by 18 inches. There's a board running to the top of the can. There's a piece of copper wire fastened to the end of the board. Bait is scattered along the board with a piece suspended from the string near the end of the board over the screen wire. The screen is electrified with 440 volts, as is the suspended bait. Mr. Rat, when he nibbles on the bait, completes the circuit, electrocuting himself, and falls into the can. The boys stepped up the voltage by using a radio transformer. I read in the paper that Dean Durbin had died. A nice voice was lost to the world. I have athlete's foot again. As long as I didn't wear my shoes, I was able to keep it under control. This was a headline. Bird makes forced landing on Nippon sub. It seems this poor weary seagull was far out to sea. The Japanese submarine had surfaced and was cruising along. The seagull landed on the deck. The Japanese felt so sorry for it, they ran for some time on the surface to let it rest. The seagull finally rested, flew away. There laying on the deck were two eggs laid by the seagull in appreciation for their kindness. Roy Henning, Sunday, play ball, read Born in Paradise. Very good about Hawaii. December 14th, 1942. Roy Henning, go to Dr. Fujiwara to have my toes fixed, one toe infected. Very cold, shiver all day. December 15th, 1942. Max Brodowski, uneventful day. We went to the doctor who is still giving me vitamin B shots. We were issued some jam and two comfort kits consisting of razors, soap, toothpaste, brushes, and shaving materials. Same old monotony. The weather was crisp but nice. Just about like San Francisco this time of the year. Roy Henning, overcast and a little warmer. Played ball for over an hour. December 16th, 1942. Roy Henning, receive another CCC kit and shaving brush. Engraving Senator Wallace Ribera's nickname on his soapbox. See the doctor, toe getting okay. December 17th, 1942. Roy Henning, go to doctor again. Temperature 49 degrees Fahrenheit midday. Mess cooked today. Also have to clean the dining room. Busy day. 40 more CCC kits given out. I donate mine to the police. December 18th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. We had a little excitement this morning. I was in bed to keep warm when an order was brought for all Guam internees to report to the police office. On arriving there, we found two Kensho officials. The camp spokesman was told to get the other four resident Americans. Many things ran through our minds, like a hurried evacuation and other such thoughts. Hatter and Jones are Eurasians with American fathers. Kopp, a naturalized German-American. Kopp has resided here and in China for 35 years. The fourth, Conger, a patent salesman and purchaser, has lived in Japan for some years. When we all assembled, we were told that the Pope had sent 12,140 yen for the Americans in Kobe as a Christmas present. We from Guam received 90 yen each, and the four resident Americans 40 yen each. Mr. Matsumoto, head of the Kensho, advised us to use our money sparingly and not to buy useless things. We should save for necessary medical supplies. When questioned as to whether we were to understand that the Swiss consul would not pay our medical bills, Mr. Matsumoto replied Switzerland was a small country and anything could happen these days. I went to the dentist. I'm to go back on Monday to have two other small cavities filled. There was anti-aircraft practice today. A plane went over several times and the batteries cut loose. It was quite a racket. The House Purchasing Committee went along when I went to the dentist. After my appointment, we went to the Motomachi, the principal shopping street. They were buying a pair of skis for a Kensho official. We went into the Dai Maru department store, the best in Kobe. It would compare favorably with our department stores. It is seven stories, very modern and well constructed. I saw many beautiful art objects. After 5 p.m., the other fellows, the locals, talked the guard into stopping for a drink. We went into a bar and ordered sake. I had to try some. It is a rice wine and served warm. It tastes very mild, but I was told it takes very little to put you under the table. It was getting late, so we had to take a taxi to get home before supper. all vehicles are right-hand drive and travel on the left side of the road. News is good. Allied forces are reported to be landing on the Greek islands. It said the Turks are very pro-Allied and will probably assist the Allies. 16 airfields are established in China, and American technicians are pushing construction of many more. Max Brodowski. Routine day except that I restuffed my mattress with straw as it was pounded too thin and was cold sleeping. In the afternoon, the chief in charge of the internees issued each of us 90 yen, which was a present from the Catholic Church headquarters in Rome. It is a wonderfully generous gesture, one that I will always remember. I am now sleeping on a sun porch, 3 beds in the room. Larry Neese and Carl Butler are my bunkmates. We have a charcoal brazier in the place, and it serves to take the chill out of the room. Roy Henning. Overcast, cold, but didn't feel it today. Took sponge bath, wash hair, study photography book, received from the Vatican at Rome, 90 yen per man. And this concludes episode 33 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye now.